I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 18th. Well, State Auditor Diana DeZoglio will attend the swearing-in ceremony for the new Quincy City Council next month. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says DeZoglio will be the special guest during the ceremony at 6 p.m. on January 5th in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Seven new city councilors will be sworn into office: David Jacobs for Ward 1, Walter Hubley for Ward 3, Virginia Ryan for Ward 4, Maggie McKee for Ward 5, and Deb Riley for Ward 6. In addition, Ann Mahoney and Susan Yuan will be sworn in as councilors at large. Ward 2 councilor Richard Ash ran unopposed this year, and councilor at large Noel DeBona won re-election for another 2-year term. After the swearing-in ceremony, Ann Mahoney is expected to be named the next city council president. At the last council meeting of the year this week, Mayor Thomas Koch thanked all the outgoing city councilors for their service. The Quincy School Committee recently honored Michael Drakeo for 30 years of dedicated service to Quincy Public Schools as Director of Safety, Security, and Transportation, and also celebrated retiring school committee members Doug Gutro and Emily Lebo. Gutro served for 8 years, Lebo for 14. Kate Campbell and Tom Leong won 4-year seats on the school committee, and Tina Cahill was re-elected to another 4-year term this year. They'll be sworn in during the first school committee meeting of the year on January 7th at 6 p.m. in the Coddington Building. 6 kindergarten classes at the Lincoln Hancock Community School in Quincy will be moving to the Emilio Della Chiesa Early Childhood Center. School committee recently voted to reopen the Early Childhood Center in South Quincy and move the kindergarten classes to alleviate overcrowding at the Lincoln Hancock. In addition, a transitional kindergarten class from the Atherton House School will also move into the Della Chiesa Center. Now, that center has been closed since the new Rick DeCristofaro Early Learning Center opened last year. The center will need some improvements made before it can be reopened. Officials said that a citywide discussion about overcrowding will be needed in the future. A proposal for a large new apartment complex in Wollaston Center has been withdrawn. The plans for an 8-story, 321-unit complex for 42 Beale Street behind the CVS will be officially withdrawn at the January 14th Planning Board meeting. The withdrawal was announced at last night's Planning Board meeting by Deputy Planner Rob Stevens. The new building would have gone up on a parcel that includes a rental car agency. Mayor Thomas Koch opposed the project, calling it too large for the neighborhood. A formal withdrawal will be presented to the Planning Board on January 14th. However, Stevens said he wanted the public to know about the withdrawal as soon as possible. Convicted killer Brian Walsh will be sentenced for the murder of his wife, Anna, today. A jury found Walsh guilty of first-degree murder on Monday. Walsh will also be sentenced on the 2 charges he pleaded guilty to before trial, disposing of her body and lying to police. Anna was last seen on New Year's Eve, right before 2023. Her body has never been found. Anna's loved ones will have a chance to address the court before sentencing at Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham this morning. 3 people were taken to the hospital after a 3-car crash yesterday morning sent a car careening into a fuel pump at a Stoughton gas station, igniting a blaze and setting off the fire suppression system. Officers responding to a report of a crash at the Shell station on Sharon Street just before 6 a.m. yesterday found a vehicle that had slammed into a gas pump. A preliminary investigation revealed 3 vehicles were involved in the crash. One of the vehicles lost control, went over the curb into the parking lot of the gas station, crashing into one of the pumps and catching on fire. The pump's fire suppression system activated and controlled some of the fire. Firefighters then arrived on scene and put out the rest of the blaze. The driver of the vehicle that hit the pump was not transported. The driver of the second vehicle and two passengers in a third vehicle were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Sharon Street was briefly closed during the incident. Video from the scene showed the vehicle resting against a fuel island under the station's canopy and a dislodged gas pump on the ground nearby. Everything was left covered in a layer of suppression powder. An investigation is still ongoing. Authorities are investigating after several American flags were ripped from the ground at two different memorials in South Boston overnight on Tuesday. The alleged vandalism took place at the Admiral Farragut statue at Farragut Road and East Broadway and the South Boston Vietnam Memorial between M and N Streets. According to Boston police, American flags planted at the sites were strewn about, torn up, or destroyed. A planter was also found tipped over at Medal of Honor Park. No arrests have been made, and a description of the suspect was not available. Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn, State Senator Nick Collins, and State Representative David Beal released a joint statement calling for more security cameras to protect public veteran statues in the city. Anybody with information is asked to contact Boston Police. A multi-million-dollar expansion is now serving patients at Cape Cod Hospital. The final two floors of the $215 million Edwin Barbee Patient Care Pavilion opened this week. The third floor serves cardiology patients in a centralized advanced care unit. The fourth floor expands to 32 beds to accommodate the growing demand for medical and surgical services. It's been part of a billion-dollar overhaul. The expansion is on top of the bottom two floors of the building, which are home to the Davenport Mugar Cancer Center, which opened in May. That cancer center has two linear accelerators to provide precise radiation treatment for cancer patients. It also has 36 private infusion bays overlooking the harbor. Part of the funding for the project came from a $10 million donation from the Edwin Barbee Charitable Trust. Well, the Friends of Wollaston Beach annual Dick Herbert Memorial Toy Drive is being held this evening to benefit Interfaith Social Services of Quincy. The public's invited to stop by the Break Rock Brewing Company at Marina Bay from 5 to 8 this evening for the open house and the toy drive. Participants are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy to be distributed to needy South Shore families. Gift cards and monetary donations will also be accepted, and some light refreshments will be served. The Quincy Public Schools Music Department will present their first ever winter band concert tonight. The Quincy North Quincy Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble will perform at 6 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. The public is welcome to attend. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 228. The NASDAQ lost 418. And the S&P fell 78. Asian shares also slipped. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $56 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins host the Oilers tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 48 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low 39. Wind-driven rain tomorrow, but a high tomorrow 60 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 40. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high 45. Marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves, southwest winds at 5 knots, becoming southerly and then increasing 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 later today. High tide 10 a.m. Sunrise 7:07, sets at 4:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 18th.